Holy shit, what a wild, wild video. All right, everybody, we have some horrifying news coming out of U.S. Central Command, and this should piss off every American. Just moments ago, the United States Central Command announced that two more U.S. soldiers have been killed as a result of this illegal war that Donald Trump and Netanyahu started with the country of Iran 142 days ago. They promised this war would be 4 to 6 weeks. We are now way past that, and we are still trying to bomb the same nuclear facilities that Trump claimed he obliterated over a year ago. The statement from U.S. Central Command reads this. On July 17th, two U.S. service members in Jordan were killed in action as U.S. Central Command and partner forces defended against Iranian ballistic missile and drone attacks. Additionally, one service member is currently missing. Four American service members were medically evac'd to Jordanian hospitals. They have since been discharged. Other personnel who were evaluated for minor injuries have returned to duty. Out of respect for the families, CENTCOM will withhold additional information, including the identities of the fallen warriors, until 24 hours after next of kin have been notified. This is not the first time this has happened in this war. It is likely not the last, and a lot of people speculate that CENTCOM and the Trump administration are downplaying the amount of U.S. soldiers that have been killed as a result of this war. I want to talk to you about what we do know, because what we know is that Donald Trump, for months and months, has been saying that it's actually fine if Iran has ballistic missiles. It's weird. He's got these two alternate timeline, parallel realities running at the same time. He'll say in one breath that Iran has no military, that we've destroyed, degraded, and ruined, obliterated all of their ballistic missile capacity, all of their nuclear potential, and their entire Navy and Air Force. But then in the next breath, he'll say, you know what? If other countries have missiles, it's fine if Iran still has ballistic missiles. Well, these missiles that Donald Trump was endorsing Iran having have now killed more service members in Jordan. Absolutely despicable. This war is incredibly costly, not only in terms of lives, not only in terms of reputation, but we are literally adding on to the U.S. national debt and plundering our country closer and closer to a recession that hurts every single person. Gas prices are spiking, and that hurts every single person, not to mention the human cost of this war, not to mention the 120 schoolgirls that were killed. Actually, I think it's 180 schoolgirls that were killed during the opening strikes of this war. Here's Trump saying it's okay if Iran has missiles, actually.
Yeah. You said you don't mind Iran having ballistic missiles. Can you elaborate on that? I want to make sure we understand it.
So the guy asks, you know, you said you don't mind if Iran has ballistic missiles. Can you elaborate on that?
No, I'm saying that if other countries have them, it's a little bit unfair for them not to have some. A ballistic missile is not the same thing as what we're talking about when we talk nuclear. But if Saudi Arabia and Qatar and they all have some, I would say in relative proportion, I think it's okay.
We're supposed to be at war with this country in Donald Trump's mind, and now he's saying that it's okay if they have ballistic missiles. What have those ballistic missiles led to? More U.S. casualties over in the Middle East. I want to show you the video of this playing out. We have the video of the strikes hitting the Jordanian bases last night and killing U.S. soldiers. There's no blood or anything gory on screen, but it is quite, you know, striking to see this. Holy shit, what a wild, wild video. And these strikes are escalating due to Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump saying something similar in a press conference.
So we have them in a position that they don't have any military. There's not a thing they can do about it.
They don't have any military? This was Trump a few weeks back saying they have no military. And now they continue to strike at U.S. bases.
So we have them in a position that they don't have any military. There's not a thing they can do about it. All they have is fake news, because they have the fake news would rather see us lose the war than win the war, which is really treasonous in a certain way. So we're doing another very major attack tonight. They want to make a deal. They came back. We made a deal 2 days ago, and they want to make a deal. They've been negotiating for 47 years. But nobody's ever hit them militarily. We're hitting them very hard. Thank you very much, everybody.
And now it is backfiring. Now it is escalating on us.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
And then they push all of the press out of the room. This is a president who is lying about a war that is costing us hundreds of billions of dollars. There are even estimates it could cost us $1 trillion. It is depleting our missile stockpiles. The estimates are we've lost about a half of the U.S. interceptor missiles due to the Iran war. Every less missile that the United States has is one less missile that Russia has to be worried about or China has to be worried about. If you watch this channel, you know I am the farthest thing from a war hawk. I'm not somebody who's going to advocate for war, but I do think that national security is important. Like, it's important to have missile capacity so that countries aren't trying to constantly escalate wars over in Europe or over near Taiwan and China. Yet Donald Trump is putting us in a weaker position. Then he goes in front of the nation, spreads lies about election fraud, and says this.
Produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We are likewise winning big in Iran, and you will see the fruits of that labor very, very shortly. America is back and doing really well.
Well, this aged very, very poorly because 48 hours after he said this, again, two U.S. service members were killed in Jordan. There is one more missing, and four U.S. service members had to be emergency evac'd to Jordanian hospitals. The reality is, this war is escalating back to square one. The Strait of Hormuz is entirely shut down. There is no oil going through it, despite what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance say. While the Strait of Hormuz is shut down, the Iranians have leverage. They have all the levers they need to continue stretching and squeezing and getting more and more concessions out of the United States. And now, there is going to be no choice but for the Trump administration to respond with probably disproportionate strikes. I'm not saying I want that to happen, but I'm saying that whenever U.S. service members are killed, it is sort of like United States policy to respond either proportionately or to a higher degree. So we are going to strike Iran, and I can already guess what's going to happen. Iran is going to continue to strike our allied countries in the Middle East as they have been. So all of the Gulf countries that rely on us and that we rely on, like, you know, Jordan, who we're allies with, Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, all of these countries will be struck by Iran, and then the United States will probably get more and more desperate to find an off-ramp, so we're going to push it all on those Gulf countries and say, actually, they have to pay some huge $300 billion fee to Iran. Actually, they have to deal with this. Our allies in Europe have to go figure out how to open the Strait of Hormuz. Trump is getting us into a massive forever war that he cannot find a way out of, and the Iranians are eating his lunch. Like, when we're talking about the negotiations here, Trump has said that Iran is begging for a deal for months and months and months. That is to mask the fact that Donald Trump is very desperate for a deal and cannot figure out how to work the Iranians. Obama did it through years and years of delicate and surgical negotiation. Obama arrived at a deal that, it wasn't perfect. Every deal is going to have concessions on both sides, but it was a long-term plan to denuclearize Iran, and there was even a phase two where we reintegrate them into the economies of the Middle Eastern countries, then a phase three where we help them even further. There were multiple phases in this Obama-Iran deal, and it was going to play out and play out well. Trump ripped that up, and all we've gotten from Trump is a vacillation between striking them, negotiating, striking them, negotiating, and not finding out how to actually come to any sort of substantive agreement. It's honestly despicable, and the younger Khamenei, the son of the Khamenei that was killed at the beginning of this war, just released a statement. He said, "The repeated breaches of the agreement by the great Satan, the U.S., regarding the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the presidents of Iran and the U.S. have once again laid bare a fundamental truth. The signature of the U.S. president is utterly worthless and devoid of credibility." It didn't used to be like this. What he's saying is unfortunately true in this case. And I'd be the last person to agree with the Iranian Ayatollah who represses his citizens and who is more than happy to kill any dissidents in his country. So don't mistake this as me praising him, but he's right here. The signature of the U.S. president is utterly worthless due to Donald Trump. Donald Trump will sign some tariff agreement, then rip it up on a whim a week later. Donald Trump will claim he's signing a peace deal or a ceasefire, then rip it up on a whim and start to posture on social media. About a dozen times, Benjamin Netanyahu has broken a ceasefire on behalf of the U.S. We cut a deal with Gaza. We tried to broker a deal to have peace in Gaza. Israel immediately strikes Gaza. The same thing then happened in Lebanon. The same thing then happened in Iran. The United States and Israel are spreading war across the globe, and we need to continue calling this out with the utmost moral clarity. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Rest in peace to the service members who died. Genuinely, I wish it weren't that way. On the Adam Mockler feed, we support the U.S. service members who are just normal people like you and I going out there to fight. But we do not support the politicians who lie to us and lie to those service members about their mission and about what's actually happening. I think that's an important and fair distinction to draw. I know people who served, and they're genuinely great people who love their family, who love this country, and they don't deserve to be put in this mess that the United States president and the people around him are springing upon our service members and the people of America. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.